speaking my
opinion,
knowledge, and expertise.
I hate when chicks be like, I want to do with a little bit of thug in him. That's a little bit extreme right there.
If that's possible.
Of
course. So here's my top 10 list of.
You know, this chick slept upright the whole night.
The crazy ones are always the best.
Yeah, you know, that's your boy here right there.
Welcome to the Smoke Break Podcast.
Okay, man, I got some weird sleeping habits, dog. I want to know whether I'm the only one that has these sleeping habits.
No, I do some. I got to go through my routine, too.
So. Well, we're going to have to know about yours.
Okay.
After I'm done with mine. Okay, so the main sleeping habit, I have to sleep under a cover.
No matter what the temperature is outside.
I don't care.
Even in this boiling ass Atlanta heat.
I don't care. I have to have something over me. The reason why, because I have this thing in my head, I can't have some random come and touch my leg in the middle of the night.
Who's a random?
I don't know.
Like somebody, I don't know. The ghost go come through and like,
yeah.
Who's random?
It creeps me out to know that I'm exposed in the dark in the night. I don't know.
But I'm just saying, though, bro, they got to get to your door, your bathroom, though.
There's all kinds
they
of
they might.
And then it just go touch your leg?
Yeah.
But haven't you seen scary movies where the shit creeps up underneath the covers and touches the person's leg?
No, I know. I never seen that. But all I know is it creeps me out to know that I could be touched while I'm sleeping.
Got that magic blanket. Okay, I got you. Yeah, magic blanket.
You have to pull the cover to get to me.
Do you sleep with the cover over your head, too? Or it just
sometimes.
Your neck?
Sometimes. Oh, but I have to breathe. So I just don't like the idea of somebody can just come in
and rub against your leg.
Yes. Okay. I don't like that.
Got
I
you.
Have to sleep under the cover.
You're right. Okay. This is weird as hell.
You might want to talk to somebody.
Maybe I was traumatized as a kid.
I think so.
In my next one, I was traumatized as a kid because my brother did this to me. Don't stand over me while I'm sleeping.
Oh, no. I agree with
you. I have watched one scary movie too many for you to do that. We can't get down like that. And if it is, it's because you thought I was dead. That's the only reason you can stand on me while I'm sleeping because you thought I was dead. Other than that, you can't stand on me, boy. Because I'm thinking you might want me dead.
Wow.
I was just saying.
I remember I was sleeping when I was a kid. I don't know how old I was. And I'm laying, and I open my eyes. My brother standing over me like this. Dude.
How long was he standing over you like that?
I don't
know.
Did you
ask him?
I'm thinking that he woke me up.
Right. So you just, right.
But in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm waking up, and here comes my brother with his eyes buck wide open, standing over me.
He was fucking with you hard.
Yeah,
see, that cat didn't have no pillow on there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, you just, you called me.
Oh, tuck you in real good.
Right. But ever since then, I had a vision of somebody standing over me. That's probably why I have the covers over me, too.
That's some freaky shit, though. I'm with you on that. The first
freaky.
One,
but that
talking
one right
to somebody
there, yeah,
about that, this one, I agree.
Okay. I thought I was the only one.
Nah, that one.
Nah. Okay. Another thing that I do when I'm asleep, I always lock the bedroom door.
Dude, what if there's a fire?
Hey, I take my chances.
Damn.
Because the reason why, a long time ago, this dude was like, man, you heard about so-and-so? I'm like, nah, what happened to him? He was like, man, he was asleep, and then somebody got in his house and was in his bedroom stabbing him.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Like, what?
Fuck.
The person got to the bedroom, got up, snuck in the bedroom, and got close enough to him to start stabbing him in the room.
Damn, that's
and
crazy,
the
dude.
No, you could just rob the house. You was right now. Shit.
Yes. So I guess he wanted something out of that room.
I guess so. Damn.
So that's why I locked my bedroom door, because I got to hear you come in my room. So if I do have to unload on somebody, I got enough time to reach in there, get it, and start unloading while you're trying to open my bedroom door. I don't need you already on top of me.
You're shaking your ass. Damn.
Exactly. So that's why
that
I always lock my bedroom.
Can't do that shit with kids, though.
No, you can't.
Sure can't.
Yeah, but your kids can kind of warn you if somebody in the house. Like, hey, somebody trying to get in the house, right?
Well, they could, but I don't know how to, because your boy sleep real light.
I do sleep light.
That shit, some rumbling in the bushes, the shit lightning too hard. Your boy is up.
Yeah, I am too.
Real paranoid like that.
But just in case I don't hear you downstairs already in my house, I'm going to need you to try to open that door. Now, that's going to wake me up for sure. So that's why I lock my bedroom door. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Okay, and it brings me to my last one. Dude, don't stare at me while I'm sleeping.
How do you know that?
I don't know. He feels it. He's like, I don't know.
Like somebody staring at me.
Right. But if I'm sleeping with a young lady, and if I wake up, your ass better not already be up.
She is up.
She's looking at your ass. Why the fuck did I just do that?
How'd I end up here? She's just looking at your ass. Like, this can't wait a minute.
It's so creepy. Okay, is it me? And when I wake up and for some reason the person's already got their eyes open and looking over there toward me. Dude, that's creepy.
Well, I can't say because I do that shit because I wake up before you, bro. I'm up.
Go in another room.
So I got to leave because you want to leave.
Yes, that's creepy.
You start moving around, rumbling, I'm going to look over there. So, of course, when you open your eyes, it looks like I've been staring at you the whole time.
It just happens to look over there when you start moving. Going up and look, and then your ass
opens their eyes. They open their eyes, I'm looking at their eyes, they're looking at me.
But it's creepy when I'm waking up, and that person already, like, smiling.
Now, the smile is different now. Hold on now.
Man, you didn't have to see your face that morning, man.
That damn smile now, hold up.
That creeps me out. The last thing, I have to be cold. The room has to be.
Guess what? Maybe you need no damn cover if it went cold. Talk about that?
No, but I have to have the cover. So you're going to make it cold?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
He wants it cold so he can be warm inside the cover.
Exactly. Because I have to have something over my body.
And
I
hot
can't.
Ass at
damn. Okay, it's hot as fuck, right? It's hot as shit. I'm real.
That's why I can't be on that show naked and afraid. because you know you gotta take one item, right?
All right, okay, okay.
The one
right,
item I'm gonna take out of my blanket.
Like, what the fuck?
You start to survive with you bought this fucking blanket.
It's the other cat looking at you crazy. Like, oh fuck. This is the dude I'm teamed with? Yeah. The dude brought his blanket.
Exactly. Blanket. Not nothing to break, make a fire with.
Right. No tape, no knife,
no nothing. No rope, no nothing.
I got a blanket, bro. Trust me. You're going to appreciate this shit.
Later on. I'm going to appreciate it. So what sleeping habits you got, cuz?
Dude, your boy, before he goes to sleep, I have to roll into the bed a certain way.
What?
Yeah, I had to go, when I get on my side of the bed, I have to roll on my left side onto my right side so I can sleep on my stomach. Yeah, I have to. I don't know why.
Really, dude? So do you like jump into the bed? Like,
I start off with, I put my left shoulder down, and then I roll to my back. All the way onto my stomach.
So you have, this is a ritual.
This is a ritual. This is what I do.
So is there a certain side of bed? Because I have a certain side of bed. I have to sleep on the, if you facing the bed in the front, I have to be on that left side of the bed.
See, I have to be on the right side. I'm on the right side of the bed. No matter the hotels, different houses, it doesn't matter. I have to be on the right side of the bed. I don't know why. I just end up on the right side of the bed.
I have to be on the left side.
I'm left side.
And if you are on that side, if I'm with a girl and she's on that left side, I'm like, you gotta move.
Oh, you just gonna get crowded. You can be on there you want to. But I'm sleeping over there, so either I sleep over there or we both sleep there.
Or I just sleep on top of you.
That ain't so. You take it how you want it. But I'm gonna sleep over there. That's my side.
So do you do this ritual even in a hotel room?
Yeah.
The way you roll up. How do you roll? Demonstrate that.
I can't. How would this turn the freaking podcast?
Okay. So just show me. Like, so you
go roll this is side of bed. Alright, I'm on this side like this. Right here. You turn. You put that shoulder down the bed. And you roll over until you get to your stomach.
And you end up on your stomach. Right. Dude, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Isn't this the name of the freaking park? The weird sleeping habits?
Weird sleeping habits.
It is weird.
That's weirder than anything I just said.
No, because you make it cold just so you sleep on your freaking blanket. So the freaking random cat who don't exist.
The monster guy.
Can't rub your leg.
Yeah.
We exactly. About to tie right there.
But that right there, that rolling technique or whatever, that shit is weird.
It is weird. That's why I put it on here. It is weird as hell.
So do you ball up in a cocoon and do it?
No, I can't sleep on a blanket. I can't do that shit. I got to be free. I got to be ready to move. Yeah. That's the case.
You move where?
The random dog. I went to on this prayer door shit. I got to be ready to go. Oh man! If the random's coming, you
got to get up out of there.
Right. I got to get up. I got to protect the folks.
Yeah, you got can't the be trapped under the covers. Kids make you sleep different, boy.
All right, I'll be ready to go.
So what other weird habits?
I guess all weird ones. I guess this really ain't that weird. But your boy got to go sleep with somebody like the History Channel or one of them freaking lectures or shit playing in the background. I can't fall asleep. Like, I gotta have that shit on.
Okay, I have to go sleep with the TV.
That's mine too.
Oh, I have to. My eyes have to be so heavy until I'm like, okay, I have to cut the TV off now.
Right, I just put my shit in sleep mode. Yep. But I got to have that shit. I like a real dull tone type shit. Just that's playing.
Right. My shit be real low where you could. It's real subtle in the right. Back.
And, does it have to be a certain thing on?
Nah, dog. Mm-mm.
Okay, I have to have Forensic Files on. Some got to creep me out.
That's why your ass is paranoid,
dog. You think I'm so paranoid?
That's it. Because
that's the last thing I see when I go to sleep.
Man, you need to fucking, man. Put that down. Shit on the Cartoon Network. Right. Nah, damn, nigga.
And you know what's crazy? It makes me paranoid, but I can't turn away from it. Like, I've seen people getting killed in their sleep. Smuggles, strangles.
That's the last thing I need to do before I go to bed.
No, I want to sleep. Watch the opposite of that right. Shit. Damn. No,
I don't know why I have to watch stuff like that. I have to watch out of the first 48. If that's on, I watch that. I'll watch Locked Up.
Hell that explains no. Everything, y'all.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I do not need that shit in my life.
Hell no.
So, yeah.
That shit is weird, dog. Maybe stop watching this shit. Stop worrying about the damn randoms. Then you turn your AC off.
Maybe I should.
God. Okay. All right. Got you.
Break. Man, did y'all hear about that doctor that was going around telling people they had cancer and they ain't even had cancer?
Dude, I ain't heard nothing about that shit.
What?
That shit is crazy.
Where this happened at?
It happened. It was like in Michigan, man. A dude's name is Dr. Firad Fata. He looked like a white dude.
He looked like a criminal.
Yeah.
Sound like one.
Yeah, he sounded like a criminal.
Big time. But he was basically telling people that they had cancer. And giving their ass chemo.
What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, man.
So he making cash
bank, he was making bank off giving motherfuckers chemo, dogs.
But dude, cats are making real big time life decisions off of having cancer, man.
Yes, man.
Dude. So wait, so these people was losing their hair for nothing?
Dude, they're losing their hair. People was losing their teeth. They was having like fuck. Their organs was getting fucked up. One chick. He said that they caught the cancer very early. This is the early stage.
Yeah, like so, you don't have it yet.
Yeah, right. Right. This is the real early stage of your cancer. So what we're going to do is we're going to issue you lifetime chemo, but low dosage. But you don't forget, you got to take it for the rest of your life.
What?
Yes,
so,
dog.
So how he is he benefiting making, from this?
He's just making bank, off the dog, insurance? Off the chemo.
But the insurance company can't, like, damn, he is chemoing everybody.
He was the damn chemo doctor, dog.
The chemo king.
He was the chemo king.
Oh, he deserved a daily king. He worked ass
in a,
whooping.
He worked in a cancer center and everything, dog.
Is he locked up right now?
That's when the story came out. The story came out, like, 2 weeks ago. That he got 45 years in federal prison for it.
Damn.
So I think
he's making a daily ass whooping.
See, oh yeah. This is when I come in. This is when y'all vote me in, and I say, however you commit your crime, you should be punished the same.
You should get that.
Right. You should get chemo right. every day,
every fucking day
for 45 years. Bro,
we caught that real early. We caught that real early.
Dog, we gonna give you a low dosage.
That's right.
Daily.
Actually, you don't even have to be locked up. You gonna just be subjected to chemotherapy every single day of your life.
Go to chemo and go home.
Yes.
Right. Get chemo, go to the house. That's what you're gonna do the rest of your life.
You ain't gotta leave your house. We gonna go to your house and give you the chemo there.
Yes. You gonna get chemo and you gonna get everything that's done to cancer patients done to you.
Right.
I mean, that should be his punishment.
Yeah.
It should be.
I mean, I wouldn't even put him in jail.
Hell no need. Chemo every day. I don't see cats get chemo. Dude. And they really, you know, chemo, you only make that decision when like, hey, this is one of my last options. None of that holistic shit is working. And I'm going to do this chemo. Go ahead and knock this shit out. Mm-hmm. And you talking about every day?
Giving
that I don't know nobody went every day.
He wouldn't
day.
Even last 45 years. You probably last a year you gave him that shit that day.
Because it kills your immune system cells, the things that fight.
It kills off, like, it kills all, it like, basically almost kills your whole body, dude, because it's trying to fight that cancer. Right.
And so who else was in it with him? He can't be the only one, dude.
I think it was just him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the dude that was the whistleblower was his assistant. He was, like, told that one chick that was getting chemo for life, he was like, hey, look, you really don't have cancer. don't ever come back over here again. And bam. That's what said.
Oh, his assistant told her. His assistant.
Yeah, I guess he was feeling bad. Like, what the fuck? He probably started looking at the charts and shit like, damn, these motherfuckers ain't even got nothing.
Okay, but this is the thing. If a doctor tell me I have cancer, I'm going to go somewhere else and get a second opinion. Right, because I'm not going to believe you.
No, nah, all right, I'm sorry.
Get your second opinion, folks.
Second or third, like, dog, you sure?
Because I'll be in denial so much. Right. I'm like, you know, he don't really know what you're talking about.
Right, he don't know my body. He don't know my body.
He don't know, I know my body.
That's right. Man.
So nobody did that? Over these years, they just took his word.
No, they just took his word for it.
Cause he was chemo king.
Chemo, yeah.
Dude, I'm still.
Yeah, I can't. Not your boy, but of course, we ain't going to the doctor like that either.
Exactly. We ain't going to the doctor, dude. Knowing me, I hate it so much until I'm like, you know what? I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Right. I don't care what kind of he don't know what he's talking about.
Actually, I'll be like, look, let me see your degrees and shit before you diagnose me. I don't trust that. I'm going to another doctor.
Come on, bro.
Not one person did that.
Maybe one or two, but sure, he banked up on the ones that didn't. Because he got fucking filthy rich, dog.
Your boy would have switched up in a minute. Like, nah, he don't know what he's talking about. Nah, I don't got it. Nah, I ain't got it.
Right, exactly. Hey, but look, dog.
I ain't even go back to it. I just, whatever happens, happens.
But look, how many other doctors out there doing some crazy ass shit like that?
He ain't the only one.
He ain't the only
one. That's a little extreme, though.
That shit's more than a little. That shit's very extreme.
So this went on for how long?
I'm not sure, but it went on for a while, man. Some years, though.
That's some shit.
That is crazy. And the insurance companies, what? Don't they?
Right.
Don't they fucking do some research?
If I'm an accountant or an actuary, like, hold up, bro. Did you just charge us the other week for like 20 cats? No, man. Ain't these men folks with cancer in the world, bro.
No, bro. It ain't no cancer outbreak. It ain't contagious.
Right. Exactly. They don't got the right cats working on insurance companies. Like, No, man. I gotta see some. I gotta see this cat first.
Yeah, but man. I'm wondering what how does Obamacare affect that though? Do they is it the same or do they check more? Do they check less since this thing been implemented? But you said it's been going on for a while, so it hadn't happened before that.
Right. Yeah, it was. Yeah, because he got caught in 2012. So
that's been before that.
Okay, so, that cat, he was just banking it, and I guess cats just stamp. When they stamp on, like, well, shit, if he say he got counsel, I guess they got, yeah, I guess they went lie about counsel.
Dude, so I wonder when he diagnosed these people, one, if they automatically, like, you know what, I do feel counsel.
Right.
Hell yeah.
And that's why I've been itching like that. That's like, why I got counsel.
I'm not going to lie. As soon as I step foot in a doctor's office, even to get checked, it feel like, okay, I feel sick now. Right. Now that I'm here.
Wherever they say, well, I think that's a little bit, your lungs a little bit. I knew it was a reason I want to take a nap. My enzymes and stuff off. That's why I'm
everything off.
I'm sleepy. That's why I'm sleepy. And I'm a little extra ashy. Because my enzymes off.
So recently I had to go to the doctor, right? You don't know about this. So I had to go to the doctor because I had chest. My chest was kind of hurting.
Damn.
So I was like, maybe it's a pulled muscle or something.
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor. Of course, when you call them, they're going to be like, oh, no. You have to come.
Yeah, because you said your chest. Come. Yeah, yeah.
So they would treat me like I had a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
And then I got in my head, you know what? I think I do have a heart attack.
Dude, we have work. Like, oh, this cat is on his last leg. Where he at? We got to go see him where he go.
Yes.
Oh, did this happen at work?
I went doing work.
Oh, shit.
Right. But I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to just go. I'm going to just get a check. And then I'm going to go home.
They'll play with that chest stuff. You say your chest hurt, they for real on it. Yes. Dog. Yeah.
So they were like, well, we will have to take tests. You're going to have to be here till tomorrow. And then I was like, damn. What? Are you real? And that's when I called. I'm like, look, I might not live that much longer. So I'm calling my friend like, you know what? I love y'all. If something happened to me. Dude, I actually started feeling like, you know what? I think my heart is beating kind of fine.
Like, dude, like, hey, man, I got you. Don't bring your plate. I got you.
Yeah.
Hold down. Where you at, man?
Yes, you know, this dude hit me up like that. So I'm sitting in there like, and they like, okay, you got to get this CAT scan. We got to go to this one. I'm like, oh, no, I walk. They're like, no. You get in this wheelchair. I'm like, so I'm not saying the wheelchair. You know what? I can't walk. You know what? I can't make it down the hall.
Oh, man.
And mind you, I about your shot ball yesterday.
All right. All right. I'm losing all my muscles.
I'm losing all my muscle composition. Oh, God. So still turned out. They did a stress test, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm on the thing jogging. And why the nurse is sitting around like, oh, this is going to take forever. Because I work out.
Right.
So it takes a long time if you athletic to get the heart rate up. Why are they going out getting sandwiches, stuff to eat, stuff to drink? They're like, okay, this is going to take too long. It took me about 30 minutes to get my heart rate up.
Damn.
And they're like, damn, it's about time. And then when I sat down, I'm like, damn, I think I do feel kind of sick.
Right.
30 minutes on the treadmill. Oh, God. So when you in the doctor, dude, they make you feel like, okay, something is wrong.
Right. Hell yeah. Yeah. They looking for that, trying to get that damn money.
Because they got became the chemo king then.
Exactly.
So my heart thing came out perfectly fine, but I just pulled something in my chest muscle.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
And they did the same shit to me. That's how what happened to you.
Did you feel like you were on your last leg when he told
something
you?
Something like that. I'm like, dude, I don't need to sit in no damn wheelchair, dog. He's like, no, it's your chest. I'm like, fuck.
So now think back on it. Now I see why people took his word for it.
Hell yeah. Right.